My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live. The Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Stu Gotts in for Boomer. You got some of those polls you were begging for.
Yes.
So we're now on to show 3 halfway through, and you can't do any more without phone calls, it seems like. You've hit your limit of talking.
No, I can go on forever. I mean, I'm trying to get us this tea time here while I'm doing the show with you. This is the Stu Gotts Experience. It's what Levitard deals with every day.
Yeah.
It drives him crazy, yep. But this is how I roll, dude. I do things on the fly, right?
No, I
you would think I would have made golf plans already for us, but I am trying to solidify a tea time as we speak.
Well, I could also, if there's a, if we need a place to play,
yeah,
we could take care of that very, very quickly,
okay.
Easily.
Where?
And it'd be really nice.
Where?
Glen Oaks Country Club.
How far?
Not as far as where you're going or you're looking at.
Really? It's closer?
Yeah, it's closer.
I mean, I'll accept that right now.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to text the guy.
Are you telling me how far is it?
I mean...
Because where I'm talking about, Nassau County...
It's in Nassau County. It's in Old Westbury.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's one exit closer.
And it's not north.
Right.
You got to go all the way up north where you're trying to go.
I know. Well, I'm trying to go home. That's my hometown. But I don't have to go home. I haven't been home in a long time.
No, but I mean, but you do have to go home. You told me why, and I think you should do that.
I'm going to do that regardless. Either golf course is going to get me to that.
So, oh, okay. All right.
So I'm good.
All right. So, I mean, see what happens there, and if not, I'll see what I could do. I mean, I know the guy's really nice. It's where we did our Barstool shoot, and they allowed.
Okay.
They're just tremendous over there. They're very, very accommodating, and I'm sure we could.
All right, great.
I could ask a favor, maybe.
All right, so I'll let you know by 9, and then we'll have to make a final decision here. Okay. Because you scared me about going 2.5 hours out. Like the 3 courses we were discussing, yeah. I didn't realize, and you don't even want to go there.
I do, but
it's 2.5 hours each way. You told me.
Yes, from here,
right?
I would play those places, but then again, it's like when you work in the city and you go out there, and then
right.
I could do it on a Friday, maybe.
Sure,
But that's just a lot of time in the car.
Right.
You know, a lot of time in the car.
I understand. I'm good with either place today.
All right.
So we'll see by 9 o'clock. I'll see if I have a tee time secured for us in my hometown.
Okay.
But I am telling you, and I appreciate it because you're a good friend.
Yeah.
The thing I have to do out of Long Island today is very important to me and my family.
Yeah.
And I am telling you that whichever course we choose, I'll be able to fulfill that.
Yes.
So we're good.
Which is good. Yes. And I'm glad to hear that you can get that done while you're up here because you got some extra time this time around. Okay, so we'll get to some of these calls. You also need to talk about Tibbs getting that extension, which was awesome. And anybody who, so, you know, much like when you started here on Tuesday with me and said that the Yankees are fine.
Yeah.
That's what people thought about the Knicks at the end of the season who really didn't watch the Knicks because they thought, hey, everybody got hurt and that's got to be Tibbs' fault because that's what happened in, whatchamacallit,
in Chicago.
Yes,
yeah. Runs them into the ground, practice, no whatchamacallit. Days off.
Yes. Right, exactly. Yes. So, but that's not.
Whatchamacallit,
Illinois. Chicago, yes. Only the second biggest city in the country, maybe third.
It's New York, LA, Dallas, Chicago, I believe.
Yes. So yes, okay. It's a very big city. It's the Bulls, Michael Jordan. I should not be calling them whatchamacallit. But that's not what happened. And if you knew anything about this Knicks team, he barely had these guys practice. He did not work them hard at all in practice. And yeah, they played a ton of minutes, but that's what they had to do with that particular roster to go as far as they did. I don't believe that Jalen Brunson's minutes got him hurt. I don't believe that OG Anunoby's minutes got him hurt. I don't believe that Mitchell Robinson's minutes got him hurt because he's always hurt. So anybody who's like, should they fire Tibbs because all these guys got hurt and then he ended up losing to the Pacers was stupid.
Right.
It's not the same as it was with Derrick Rose and all those other guys in Chicago.
Plus, these players that you have fallen in love with as Knicks fans, they swear by him.
Yep, exactly.
They love him. They find him to be funny. They find him to be caring, endearing. And so what else do you want? If you're a Knicks fan, your organization has been irrelevant and you have been lousy for decades and now you have a coach that the players love.
Yeah.
And he is getting more out of these players than just about any coach in the league would.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
There's two things that are going on in Leon Rose and Tibbs also identifying players that fit and also Tom Thibodeau convincing them to play defense all year round.
Yes.
And that's not an easy thing to do.
No.
You know, getting guys who want to do that and then maybe guys who don't, but then getting them to believe that they should because it's good for the team.
Right.
So I can't wait for next year. I don't think that Knicks fans have been this excited about a start of a season in a very long time.
Well, the Knicks were on that playoff run. Were you getting calls? Were people talking about, because we weren't getting calls, but people were talking about it.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson being a top five Knick of all time. Because if they were, it's ludicrous.
Well, not yet.
But people weren't doing it.
Yeah, of course.
He had one playoff run. Seriously.
I know.
People put him ahead of Patrick Ewing. Like, yeah. What are you doing?
Well, because it's because they've been bad for so long, and a lot of the younger Knicks fans,
right?
You know, the only guy that they saw that they liked was Carmelo Anthony, and right. We know how that ended. So they see Jalen Brunson and what he was doing, and 40 points a night in the postseason. So yeah, I mean, he's on his way,
right?
He's certainly on his way for being up in the rafters, but not yet. Of course not.
No, listen, I love him. I mean, he is saving
Willis Reed, right. Bernard King, yes. Patrick Ewing. Right. I mean, you can go on and on.
I just love how caught up in the moment we all get because we're all starving for the Knicks to be good again.
Yeah,
because I've always said you have Yankees, Mets, you know, you have the Giants and the Jets, you have the Islanders and the Rangers. We are all saddled with this awful basketball team, okay? And we are dying for them to be good because we all know New York cares about basketball first. We do. I think Knicks, Yankees, you can debate, right?
Yeah, it's debatable. But where I agree with you is if the Knicks are good, like that would be the biggest championship out of all the teams. Doesn't necessarily we care about basketball the most.
Correct.
But if they won, it would be the biggest deal out of all of them.
If you were to poll New York fans and say, hey, which team do you want to win a championship next? I think the majority would say the Knicks.
Yeah, because the Nets are around, but they are the smallest fan base by far out of all of them. There's Rangers are big too in that way, but the Islanders have a massive fan base too.
They do.
And obviously we know Mets and Yankees, Jets and Giants, they're both very, very big.
Right.
All right, let's go to Craig who's out in California. What's going on, Craig?
Hey, morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Greg?
Hey, I got to tell you, you know, Yankees are going to have to make some moves by Tuesday. Okay, this Mets debacle, getting swept by them, is unacceptable. Mr. Steinbrenner would definitely be making some plans to spend some money. I don't know about how. It doesn't seem like he's the money-spending kind of guy, but this has got to happen, or we're going to go down with the lucky to get a wild card. It's that time of the year.
You're already. Right. Craig, you are right. George would never let this happen. I mean, that is why I wanted to take calls. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Craig, yes. Yeah. I mean, listen, man, if you did not hear it earlier, what, 6 o'clock to 6:20, we went over everything facetiously that George Steinbrenner would do if he came back from the dead. I mean, he would murder some players. Actually, we identified a couple of players he would have killed.
Was Torres one of them?
I'm not naming any names. Okay. You know, people twist that into a headline.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's we joke around. It's what everybody says. I mean, it was even Mike Vaccaro wrote a column about it, and I understand that thought process. But like, you there also a point where like people went to the doctor to have leeches suck the viruses out of them. Like, we evolve, you know?
Yeah, but he's still going back to that same column.
Like
people, and I commend him for it.
Right.
It's like Dan Shaughnessy in Boston.
Yeah.
He has written 15 books on the 86 Celtics. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Or the Mushnick formula of you're right. Killing the fans yes. by putting the games late.
Right.
The season ticket holders when you flex a game yes. Or this particular black athlete did something nice, but let's not forget about him singing the N-word in a rap song at some point.
So you would like Yankee fans to evolve and go past, hey, if George Steinbrenner were alive, like you want something new.
Yeah, I would
so
love.
So what would be the new? I mean, because I think we're stuck with Steinbrenner forever.
No, I mean, I think the new to me, and it's not even new because this has been the same sort of talking point the last couple of years, is how bad does this season need to finish for the Steinbrenners to actually do something at the end of the season.
Right.
Like, is there a bottom out for Hal and his managing partners that gets Cashman and Boone fired? That's really the question.
Boone, I could see being fired. Cashman, I think he's there for a while.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I mean, I think
he hasn't been fired yet. I mean,
no, and he's done a really good job of making them good every single year, but it just feels stale. The analogy I always make is the Yankees are that restaurant that in, you know, 1996 when it opened was the rage in town.
Right.
But then sort of for the last 30 years was going on reputation and wasn't doing enough to stay up with the times. And there's like really nice restaurants run by younger people that are popping up. And then you go to this restaurant, you tell people how they had the best chicken franchise back in the day. But you're like, I don't believe it now because I'm just sitting in a booth with cobwebs and dirty forks.
Right. Yes.
And now I have all these other options.
And then you have a customer at the new restaurant say, hey, Peter Luger's would never do this. They would never serve me french fries with my steak. What are you doing?
If Peter Luger were still alive, he would not stand for any of this. Let's go to Dominic, who's down in North Carolina. What's going on, Dominic?
Hey, good morning. I got to say, I love it when you guys get insidery and when you talk about business. And I've been wanting to ask you guys this all week. I do not understand for the life of me what's going on in your business. You've been alluding to it, the deterioration of radio. And I got to say, on the business side of radio, I don't get it. I mean, because when you look at these different formats, live radio still has literally millions of listeners. And not just listeners. Your show, for example, has high demographic Wall Street guys trapped in their car for 35 minutes per block, right?
Yeah.
And all these other formats, they have such low volume and such low numbers. And more so, social media, you advertise on social media. I know this is from my own experience. Social media has been discredited. Nobody believes anything on social media anymore. So that diminishes the message. So I don't get it.
Well, all right. So here's the way that I think I can answer some of that. First of all, there's two different types of radio we're talking about too, where and people don't decipher it in this way, but the music radio is still a thing, and a lot of people, when you say radio to them, they're thinking about the the K-Rock in L.A. and
sure.
at some of these legendary radio stations. You think, I don't listen to that anymore. I got Spotify, I got Apple Music, I got whatever. So that, yeah. that's the first part of it. And the other part of it, I don't think that we were disparaging, you know, our business model as much as what Stu Dott said about, God, I'm sorry, I have to drop you. For yeah. God's sakes, it sounds like you're climbing out of a Cheetos bag.
Mm-hmm.
But what you said before about the shift towards digital is a thing.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that there's fewer people listening to us. It's just that content gets delivered in a different way. So I don't think we said anything about the deterioration of the radio business. I just think that it's evolving. Like, there's a lot of people that listen to us on the app now.
Of course.
That are not going to listen to the AM or the FM. So that's all that you were saying about the shift towards digital with us. And I always believe that live and local will have a place. It just depends on how you're going to listen to it. Like, in 15 years from now, people probably aren't going to be listening to over-the-air radio, but they will find the live show that gets streamed through their car in the way that radio always was there.
The last radio station standing will be this radio station. It will be the only radio station in America 15, 20, 25 years from now. Radio is alive and well here at WFAN, and also in market number one in New York. But your point is a great one. Music, why would you sit and listen to music on the radio in your car when you can get it commercial free and get whatever song you want and play it over and over and over and over again?
Because it's free.
You don't have to wait for it to pop up on your radio.
Right, I know. We all know that. And we
so
do
sports
have
sports radio, news radio, though, you can't do it like that. Right.
And we have, it's all true.
Yes.
We still have good music radio stations here in the cluster. But the answer to your question, would be,
yes,
could
yes.
you say, why would you?
Right.
I'll give you two reasons.
Okay.
One would be if you like a particular jock.
Yeah.
And two would be that it's free.
Okay.
Now, you have to sit for commercials.
Yeah.
But those would be two reasons for it. But yes, we all understand how
right.
people listen to music these days. We get it.
So when I was growing up,
hold on, let's get Al's opinion on this.
I'll say that people always say, you can listen on Spotify. The fact that we don't have a rock radio station makes it so I don't know of any, like I like to have somebody tell me these are the top rock songs, and a radio station does that.
Right.
When I go to Spotify, there's all these lists. They all sound like crap. I don't know what's what.
Yeah.
When K-Rock would tell me these are the songs that are the top songs, and not having the rock stations, I don't listen to a lot of rock because of that.
Right.
I'm listening to the same old rock songs, but there are great rock bands making great music. I'm not aware of it, unfortunately.
Right.
Because I try to find it on, there's not a lot of rock stations. And if you try to find it on places like Spotify, there's a million different lists. They all sound like, I need a gatekeeper to tell me these are the catchy songs.
You need a DJ to tell you, a jock to tell you, hey, this is the top. You need Casey Kasem.
Something.
Yes. And I understand that, but you guys would agree. We're old school, Al. Like, young people decide what's popular, and they have told you, hey, I'm going to listen to you in 15 to 25 second sound bites on social media. I mean, that's where we're at. It's crazy.
For a couple of things. Spike Eskin actually tweeted this out yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. So it's a guy who's he's in a rock band. I don't know. I guess he's in a band. I'm not sure. He's a rock artist. And he got a ton of TikTok views and of his song and Spotify, millions of plays on Spotify. And he put up on TikTok how cool he thought it was that K-Rock, K-R-O-Q out in L.A. was playing his song on the radio. And he actually had the Odyssey app up and was like pointing to it like, dude, we're on the radio. And he thought that, so which is cool that he could still appreciate that. You were shaking your head at something when Stu Gott said, like, this will be the last radio station standing, and you went to the microphone and he didn't stop talking.
I think live local radio will always have a place.
Yeah.
And as...
Well, I agree.
And, you know, in an emergency situation, a lot of that other stuff isn't going to be working. But radio will be.
Yeah, right. Yes. So they were over the air radio will have, but most people may not consume it that way when there aren't emergencies going on, but it'll still be there.
Yeah, but the other thing is, and you pointed out this earlier, there are just different ways to consume, easier ways to consume. I'm growing up and I would have to run out to my car, turn the car on to listen to Mike and Chris.
Sure.
Now I can push a button on my phone and I'm listening to Mike and Chris, right?
Well, it's also,
so it's
yes.
just different.
And it's also personality driven too. Like breaking news is good for radio because we're always going to be on. But I really think it comes down to if you're someone who's doing a show that people like, they're going to consume it no matter where you are.
They'll find you. Yeah.
Right. They will find you, but a radio station like this makes it a hell of a lot easier for them to find you.
Correct.
Right. You know?
Yeah, and I'm with Eddie. Like, I think live news, live sports in especially major markets, that's going to be around forever. Same with play-by-play. Play-by-play is the most valuable thing on television to the networks. Why? It's why these people are paying such enormous right fees to get, you know, rights to the NBA games, the NFL games. Everyone's paying a ton of money. They're paying more than they should pay. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, it's the one thing you can't tape. Mm. You can't tape it. Yeah. You have to watch it live.
Right.
Because in 2024, if you're not watching it live, someone's going to spoil it for you on social media.
Right, exactly. That's and that's why you see these streaming services, all of them getting into live play-by-play.
Yeah.
You know, and then you saw the huge deal yesterday with the Disney and Universal, mm-hmm. NBC Universal and Amazon and TNT claims that they did match the deal and they had every right to keep them if they matched it, and now they're going to sue the NBA and everything else. So if you're into that stuff, there's lots of articles out there with guys like Richard Deitch and Andrew Marchand writing them. I personally could get a little bit of that stuff, but not a ton. And I mean, they basically are acting like the Beatles are breaking up with this inside the NBA TNT. They do a nice job, but it's gotten out of control. Like you would think that they were going to get shot on television the way that people are reacting to them going away.
I mean, my God. Yeah, but you just talked about having a following and like these guys have been on forever and people have fallen in love with them.
We've seen a million of these things break up over the years for whatever reason. This one is getting covered in insane ways. Like, I mean, I appreciate the fact that they resonate with the audience. It just it feels like they still have another year to go.
Right.
They're going to be on the air another year.
Final tour.
All of them are healthy. All of them are alive. They're making a lot of money. I mean, we're not shooting them up into space and we're never going to see them again.
Yeah, but in 2024, where you can, how many shows can you name that, like, pregame? Think about this. A pregame show where people have fallen in love, and not because they're breaking down the game. They're not doing X's and O's.
Yeah.
They're just being themselves. You can't find that anywhere else on television.
I don't.
Maybe College Game Day. Maybe.
I don't disagree with you that they've done an amazing job, and it should be covered. It's been going on for months now. They address it on their show. Charles Barkley's done 50 interviews talking about it, and then it popped up again yesterday.
Right.
I mean, so... and they've got a full year.
You don't care. Just like tell me when the games are being played, where they're being played.
I care.
I'll be there.
I just don't care that much.
Okay.
It's like the covering of the royal wedding. But it's like enough already.
But let's say you and Boomer decide to split up in a couple of years. Don't you want people to care like that? They've grown to love you.
They shouldn't. I mean,
they will.
It'll be covered just like Mike and the Mad Dog. Like Mike and the Mad Dog broke up and it was covered and then that was that. And then they each had their venture and it was fine. This is why I don't understand. Like, it's happened a million times over. You know, you want to talk about even Mike and Mike when you guys were on ESPN Radio, Colin Cowherd left, when you guys left.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens. You guys had a huge following. It wasn't covered in this way.
Yeah, we left, but people knew they could still consume us. Well, I think people are concerned they won't be able to consume Ernie, you know, Kenny and Charles and Jack.
Concerned?
I mean, they've grown to love them. I don't know what to tell you.
I understand.
Concerned, you're right. That's a bit strong. People get a life, seriously. I'm with Gio on this.
All right, Boomer and Gio with Stu Gotsim. Boomer on the Fan at CBS Sports Network.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer and Geo. It's Stu Gatz in for Boomer. CeeLo back. He's got another sports update for you. What's up, Chris?
All right, brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Jack Pocket. Order official state lottery game on your phone. Pretty much a home run derby for the Mets last night in the Bronx.
One to Vientos, hit deep to left field. This ball might be on the way, and it's gone! Vientos with a home run into the lower left field stands. Well beyond the reach of Alex Verdugo. For Vientos, his 13th home run of the year, and the Mets are leading by a score of 7-2.
Busy night for Howie Rose over on WCBS 880. I can hear John Sterling. Terrible, terrible, terrible. That's pretty much what it is for the Yankees right now. Not so much for the Mets. One of five long balls. Might have been six if not for Juan Soto robbing Jeff McNeil at the right field wall early in the game. I'm not sure it would have cleared, but it was close. That was off Garrett Cole. So you had Vientos, Tyrone Taylor, Pete Alonso, and then Francisco Lindor from both sides of the plate, all going deep as the Mets beat up the Yankees 12-3. They sweep the four-game season series for the first time since 2013. Mets are flying high, led by Lindor, who put together another multi-homer game. He drove in five.
Right now, we understand that we have a good team and we have great players and great people in this clubhouse, and we're all playing for each other. You know, so right now is a good moment. It's a good wave. We just got to, you know, right.
They've been doing that all the way to their high water mark, five games over the 500 mark now. They're into the second NL wildcard spot, half game clear of the Cardinals, and ahead of this four-game home series with the Braves, which begins tonight with Luis Severino and Chris Sale on the mound, a 7-10 first pitch over on WCBS 880. As for the Yankees, it's a mess. It's another home series loss. They've lost 22 of 32 overall. Here's Aaron Judge on trying to figure out what the heck has gone wrong.
A variety of different things. But it honestly comes back down to that confidence level. You know, we got to go out there and you got to be confident every single night and not worry about what happened the night before, what happened the series before.
And what about the team's approach to the trade deadline less than a week away now?
Yeah, we'll see what up top does. You know, as a player, all we can do is go out there and play. So they'll make the right moves and put us in the best position, because we got a great team here. You know, we're a game and a half out of first place in our division, you know, the toughest division in baseball. So
they are still right there technically, and then also holding down that top wild card spot in the AL. They are off today. They'll be back in action tomorrow night up at Fenway Park against the Red Sox team, coming off a 20-7 road loss to the Rockies at Coors Field. So we covered the benches clearing incident there last hour, and the reference to Reese McGuire's past and getting busted for a little alleged parking lot self-gratification when he was with the Blue Jays back in 2020. There was no MLB suspension there, unlike this blast from the past and one of my favorite historical WFAN on-air moments, courtesy of the great, and I underline great, Bob Huesler.
Bases loaded, nobody out. Bobby Abreu coming up. We'll pause for station identification on the WFAN Mets radio network.
Yankees lead the Blue Jays 5-4 in the sixth. Jason Kidd stays in New Jersey. Alonzo Mourning's coming to New Jersey. Randall Simon suspended 3 games for whacking the sausage. More later on WFAN New York.
Gary Cohen, Howie Rose with you from Shea Stadium in New York. Top of the fifth inning. The Phillies lead the Mets 4-1.
Well, you can get Gary Cohen to laugh on the air. You've done your job. Yeah. You have done your job.
Yeah. I thought you were going to go really risque and play that call. Eddie always references this call when the woman was talking about David Cohn in the bullpen.
Oh, I don't know that I know this call.
You know which one I'm talking about, right?
Now I need to hear the call.
Is yeah, I agree.
Did she? I don't think she said that, though.
David Cohn in the bullpen. Maybe I've just forgotten. Sounds vaguely familiar.
Eddie, do you have the call?
No, he probably didn't. I think he really remembers this. We talked about it not that long ago.
All right.
But, all right, go ahead, CeeLo, and I'll say it in the talk back to Eddie.
All right, very good. Let's get some Aaron Rodgers at Jets camp. Forget the timing of the trip, but why Egypt, by the way?
Oh, I've been a fan for 3 decades. Ever since I was in a gifted and talented education class. I don't know if those are paid for or not, but I was in it. We studied mythology from Egypt and Greece, and those are like my top two on the bucket list.
A little like humble brag that he was in the gifted and talented class there.
Can you be a fan of Egypt or any country for that matter? Like, I think it's not a sports team, it's a country. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan.
Three decades long fandom. Yeah,
I know, but it's a weird way of putting it.
I agree.
It's a place I've always wanted to go to.
Yeah,
I'm intrigued by it. I'm a big fan.
I'm a big fan of Italy.
Three decades.
Yeah. Is it safe in Egypt right now? Because I remember there was a time there was something going on there. The Egyptians were pissed about something. I just remember there was a news cycle thing. I forget where they overthrew the government or something.
Let me Google Egyptians are pissed.
I recently looked into this about Egypt, and I found conflicting reports. People saying dangerous to go there. Right. Others saying, oh, no, it's great for tourists.
It sounds like New York City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
But Aaron going there and us going there are two totally different trips.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Yeah. In a private tour.
Of the pyramids.
Right. He was on a magic carpet.
Right.
Floating around with Aladdin.
What are you looking up there?
Is it safe to travel to Egypt?
Oh, okay.
Or just is Egypt safe? If safe, that's right. We don't need to go down that road. I mean, I referenced last hour the football acumen.
Nothing's safe anymore.
Rodgers, yeah, that's true also. And how it's unlike anything the young Jets
888-8-8-8-0-8-1-0-1-9. What's safe? What's safe these
days?
That's
how you do it on WFA. Yeah. Look at you, Gio.
Oh, boy.
Like I'm telling you, you got 12 chairs in the morning. Anyway, go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. So last year, Garrett Wilson was in awe of Rodgers, we know, and they kind of developed a nice relationship there, both on and off the field. And Rodgers did say yesterday he thinks Wilson could become the best wide receiver in the game. Now you got rookie wideout Malachi Corley getting his first exposure. So a reporter yesterday asked Rodgers what he was saying to Corley at one point during practice, you know, probably just looking for a generic answer. And Rodgers, I thought, was very specific and gave a very direct answer here. You just get a little insight into all that goes through his mind out on the field.
Well, we're running a certain route in the 3-by-1, and he has a vertical. If he has inside leverage already, he can just push straight up and the ball is going to be on him. So it's like a reminder, I might not have been in on the play, but I'm watching the play, and if we run the exact same play and you're in there, this is what I need from you. So it's just get on the same page as those guys. I think that's an important part of being a professional is if you're not in, you're still taking a mental rep.
So the last part's cool, but the front part, it's like there's no chance, you know, that quote is getting into the answer of that reporter. The 3x1 and the vertical, and you got to do this, you got to do that. But he was ready. He was ready with the answer. Now, big picture, obviously he's got to stay healthy for the Jets to go where they want to go, which is to New Orleans and Super Bowl 59.
I mean, it has to be the goal. I mean, the beauty is every single year there's 8 to 12 teams, maybe, probably less, but 8 to 12 teams that could actually do it, and we're one of those 8 to 12.
So Al and I were talking about this morning, and he was ripping off the team names for me, and I was going yes or no, and he was saying, I think Rodgers is too high, but he did say probably less, because we came up with like 7.
He did the same exact thing last year.
I did say that to Al as well. Yeah. Yes. Mm. Yes.
You have seven teams that can win the Super Bowl?
In my opinion. But I was like, who am I? What do I, you know?
Right.
If Rodgers thinks it's 8 to 12, he knows a lot better than I do.
Well, not necessarily. I mean.
Or teams that could get to the Super Bowl that could come out of their conference. Mm. And we were just going through them one by one.
Do you
one.
Feel like the Jets are one of them?
I said a lot of things would have to go right. So they're like on the fringe. Right. They're on the fringe in my eyes.
Okay.
Obviously, him staying healthy is the big one.
Mm-hmm.
You see our former boy, not our boy, Mekhi Becton, day one at Eagles camp yesterday.
750 pounds.
He listed, I guess, at 363.
Okay, that's not bad.
But he reportedly puked at least 4 times. One report said upwards of 10. Mm. And it wasn't even that hot yesterday. But I do give him credit. Apparently, he stayed in there and finished practice. So
wow. Good for him.
Puking 4 to 10 times.
He's one of those guys.
On day one of camp.
He fought through it, though.
God. That's a lot.
Yeah, he's one of those names that we talked about him so much, and now you bring him up, and I'm just like,
I'm done with him.
I'm done.
We got it.
He's out of here. Don't care.
All right.
Well, came in here, got hurt.
I'd like the list of those names if you have them, by
the
way.
Try.
I'll give you a name that's going to be added to that list probably this time next year, Daniel Jones.
Jones.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley, Mekhi Becton, Gary Sanchez was on that list.
Really?
Eli Manning was on that list.
Look at you. Really?
Well, because all the stuff we talked about him towards the end of his career, does he have it? Does he not have it? Should he retire? Is he Hall of Fame? There's just so much Eli Manning talk at the end.
Kyrie.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving's another one.
Any of the guys on the Nets, pretty much. Durant.
Yeah, Durant.
Harden.
Kyrie especially.
Oh, yeah.
Kyrie.
Little fella. Little guy.
Remember that whole thing he did with that movie? But the Holocaust, do you remember that? That's crazy. Anyway, let's see. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Well, okay, good.
That's my
list. Asked for a list. You gave me one.
Yeah, there you go.
Very impressive.
Mm. There's your list. Very
Mello
good.
Mello was, but that was maybe while you were in
the upside
network.
Down.
Yeah.
Mm. Upside down or in Pittsburgh. Yeah, but Carmelo was another one of those guys for sure. All right, CeeLo.
Okay. Joe Shane on saying on Hard Knocks that they got to find out about Daniel Jones. He touched on that yesterday with the media, expanding on things a little bit.
Within the context of that situation and the way the contract is structured and the way last year went, yeah, I think that's a fair assessment that we need better in 2024.
I think we'd all agree with that. Even Daniel Jones acknowledges that they've certainly got something to prove this year after his performance and the team's performance in 2023.
Yeah, I mean, overall, not consistent enough. I think, obviously the injuries affected that, and you'd love to have more opportunities and more time on the field.
Now, as far as what Hard Knocks portrayed, the Giants in their pursuit of potentially drafting a rookie quarterback in the draft, Jones understands from a team perspective what they were doing there.
I mean, obviously, it's not, you're not excited about it, and but they have a job to do. I got a job to do. So it is what it is, and we're at this point now, so... grateful for the opportunity to have and excited to play football.
Excited to play. Right there at the end, it sounds just like Eli. Excited to play football. And hey, look, he's full go from day one. He took all the first team reps yesterday, so get excited. All right, Joe Burrow.
Why do I have to get excited?
Sarcasm.
I
dripping with it.
But the funny thing about the NFL is Daniel Jones, he could be gone next year. GM will never have to say his name again, or he could be the quarterback for the Giants for 20 more years. You have no idea?
Yeah. It's not going to be 20 more years.
It could be a decade. Who knows?
No, it's not going to be.
By the way, do you think I'll be on your list of names that you're tired of talking about in about a year?
No,
a
it's
year,
about
Friday.
Yeah, by CeeLo's next update.
Let's get through golf today, okay? I'll go my way, you go your way. And maybe we'll do this again next July.
Did you bring him his clubs?
See, you're serious about that?
Yeah, I was serious. Yeah, I don't have clubs. I mean, do you have shoes as well?
You can rent a pair of clubs, especially
a pair of clubs,
a set.
Huh. Okay. That's what he said shoes, and then pair went in my head. So
threw you off, right?
I mean, you guys are going to play somewhere bougie enough that you can. They'll get you a set of clubs.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, I could get us on somewhere. He can't, apparently.
You're turning down bougie clubs.
Oh, no. I can get us somewhere. Gio just doesn't want to go there.
Well, it's not that I don't want to go there. I was trying to save you some time.
Well, I appreciate that.
Have you played Liberty National yet?
I have not, no.
So you guys should have called in a favor for Boomer for that one. That would have been a good place.
I've made my last trip to New Jersey for the summer.
Really?
Yes. After
that's barely New Jersey. Come on. You're riding right through the tunnel.
I don't care. It's over for the summertime.
Why?
Except
for the two camp shows.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's when you and I played last year.
He got you.
Back-to-back Jets-Giants. Is it back-to-back again this year, by the way? Jets and Giants
camp? No, it's not.
So you can't even do a stayover situation.
What is the problem with Jersey? Is it getting in and out?
It's just been a lot. I've gone there several times for either work stuff or golf, and it's been a lot.
It's the same way the Jersey crowd, myself, Al, Eddie,
I understand
feel about going to Long Island. It's the same thing.
I totally understand.
I already have circled on the calendar Boomer's golf tournament where we normally do the show from there. It's like, you know, months away. I'm looking at it going, oh.
Yep.
See, now.
That one I love because that's really good already? For me.
But Al, the same way you're going to parachute out of vacation for the Jet show, that's one where you should, I'm out. Can't do it.
Nah, I can't do that.
Because Boomer will just destroy you.
No, it's not right.
It's not right.
I mean, Boomer needs him. They're a team here.
You're doing a give back for the Jets show.
But part of working here and the year is that one terrible drive out to Long Island every year that I have to dread.
Although when it happened this year, the next year, I am taking that day off next year. That was said.
Yeah. I would have your back on that, by the way. I would support you.
It is tough, man. Edgewood Country Club was the last one I went to, and that trip home broke me. That's when I said no more New Jersey for the summer.
How long was the trip?
It was just short of 3 hours.
And if I said there's no traffic, there's not a car on the road, how long would it take you?
Oh, probably an hour and 15.
Damn.
Yeah, like seriously.
That's tough.
Hour and 25, maybe.
That's northern New Jersey, though. You guys have gone deeper than that into Jersey. Didn't you guys go from... Hold on. Didn't you guys go from Colts Neck to TPC River Highlands? Or do I have that wrong?
No, we did.
I mean, you want to talk about that trip? Well, that's one that would break you, I would think. Rivervale.
But that was, you got to remember, you ever hear the straw that broke the camel's back? Sometimes it's not the worst thing you went through.
Fine.
It's the thing after that where you're like, I can't do it anymore. Okay. I just did this, you know?
Yeah, I got it.
So my future in New Jersey, very much up in the air.
At least until through Labor Day.
Well, it's not, though, because you have two events there.
Yeah, right, sure. That's a good point.
Yeah.
As Eddie pointed out.
Let's get the chopper.
Live fire, share. You should take those chopper. Days off. You want me to fill in, or what do you think?
The camp shows?
I'll go out to camp with Booms. What do you think?
I mean, the Jets have the airport right there. Just a little puddle jumper and, you know, away we go. Yeah,
trying to do a favor for a friend, I mean.
Yeah, I would be ridiculous.
I'm sure Woody could hook that up.
Imagine the guys who are doing the radio show at camp show up in a helicopter to interview the NFL guys.
I think you guys should see. I think that's a great idea.
Why not?
That's a nice flex right there.
It really is, yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're thinking about it, though. I see the wheels turning. Right?
There is an airport up there?
Yes.
It's literally right across the highway there. It's right. I'm assuming that's where Woody flies in and out of. I don't know that for a fact, but it's a private airport in Florham Park, yeah.
All right, cool.
Or Morristown, whichever item, technically. Jets are technically Florham Park, but it's basically Morristown.
One of those days is right when I get back from vacation, too. Back from Italy.
The Jets one,
yeah. My first day back from Italy.
So just there you go. Fly private from Italy to Florham Park.
I'm a big fan of Italy.
Just cut that right out.
So my friend is saying, hey, the two of you, you make enough money, you get in a chopper, fly out to Sabonic today. I'm like, what?
You might. I mean, that's... the way you talk about your book advance, we should be getting more. We should get a G5 out there.
Listen, I offered you a ride in my Ford Expedition. I mean, what else do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Morristown Airport, right around the corner from the Jets facility.
There. Yeah.
Wow, we are really late here. I didn't even realize how late we were. CeeLo, for God's sakes, can you keep it on the rails, man? You know?
First hour too short, now too long. You can't wait.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo. We'll be right back.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It is funny, too, because your reputation precedes you, of course. Yeah, and as I was mentioning yesterday, I was rewatching you with the Bob Does Sports guys.
Yes.
And you, like, you were just holding everything up because you had, like, two sets of clubs. And
I did.
Nobody knew what you were doing. And then Leroy Horde, the former NFL running back, was playing with you. And they were asking Leroy, why does he have two sets of clubs?
Yeah.
He's just like, because he's Stu Gatz. And he just everything has to be a big pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm experiencing now is the fact that there's two courses we've been talking about that you said we could play. And you still haven't confirmed a time on either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of it, you're now asking me to bug a guy that I know about playing.
You offered. I mean,
when I don't know if we're going to play there or not.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, reach out to him and tell him that we could be coming. No, I'm not going to do that. If you want to play there, we are going to play there. Then I'll reach out to him as opposed to now roping him into your web of weirdness and then saying, sorry, we're not coming.
It's hard being me. It's hard living inside this body. It's hard living inside, you know, this brain. I apologize. I'm frustrated with myself.
Yeah.
I never blame anybody who, after a couple of hours or a couple of days having spent time with me, when they tell me, hey, too much.
Well, this is what Al used.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't blame those people. I get it. I understand it. I'm tired of spending time with me.
Right.
Okay. I really am. It's why I'm trying to hang out with Gio.
It does become exhausting.
I don't stop talking. Right. You want silence during the break.
I do. I'm glad you've noticed that.
Yeah. I want to continue to chatter during the breaks.
I don't want to.
I like small talk.
No small talk, no chatter.
So here's the deal. Sibonic, is that what it's called? I have no idea.
Sabonic.
I have a tee time for us there, but you've played it twice.
No. It's not the fact that I've played it twice. One of the most beautiful golf courses in the world. It's the fact that it's really far from here.
Okay.
And you have to come back here.
I understand that. So you're, because I forget sometimes, 25 years removed from living in New York, just how far some of these places are from New York City and how difficult it is to get back into the city when you're coming back at like 4:30 in the afternoon.
Right.
So I appreciate that.
Yes.
I really do. It's not something I would do for you. I wouldn't think about it. Okay?
Sure.
So thank you.
Yeah.
So in my hometown where I grew up, there are two courses. And I don't have tee times yet. But they're my courses.
So why do you even need a tee time if they're your courses? You show up and they put you out.
Well, it's not exactly like that. I mean.
Okay.
I feel like within the hour, if we showed up, they would have me out there within an hour. It seems like because you are living a different life than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
My kids are out of the house. It's just me and my poor wife.
Right. Okay? Yeah.
You have kids.
Mm-hmm.
You have a shift.
Yeah.
You have a wife.
Mm-hmm.
You have a beautiful family.
Right.
You have things to get home to.
I do, yes.
I have nothing to do.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So it seems like you can't play past like 11:30, 12. You don't want to tee off after that.
No, I don't.
Where I would tee off at like 2:30 in the afternoon.
No.
Okay.
No, because what the hell am I going to do?
Well, that's the thing. See?
It has to be at the time that we talked about.
It's your schedule or no golf. I mean, and so that's what I'm trying.
By the way, Sabonic, 90 miles from the hotel.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm just trying to make this work for you so we can do the show. We're done. We both hop in our cars. I pay $15,000 for parking because my car's been in a parking lot here for 4 days. Okay?
Yeah.
And we meet out of the course. We play golf as soon as we get there. We're done. You go home. That's it.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for.
I'm trying to make it as efficient as I can for you.
I actually think one of these places that you're talking about, I could do in 5 minutes. What you've been trying to do for 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
With Sands Point?
Yeah. See, this is the issue that I have with you.
That I have the tee time there.
When is?
Well,
you just said you didn't have it.
Well, when we sign off today, I will tell you what that tee time is. I'll be honest with you.
We sign off?
He told me, listen, he told me 12:31, 1:32, somewhere in that range. I said, that's not good for Gio.
Jesus.
He said, who the bleep is Gio?
Be like the guy playing in front of you.
Now, Harbor Links is a place that I can, you know, if we show up, we're teeing off within an hour.
So let's just do that.
I got married there.
All right, let's just do that.
Well, that's why I don't want to go there, though.
Why, you going to have, like, PTSD?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long you been married?
22 years.
All right.
I got a problem with my wife right now.
Really?
Yeah. You want to tease it?
Sure, because we're going to be late to the place. Why not?
Listen to me. I'll only tell you this, and then we'll pick it up from here.
Okay.
I came here from Rochester, New York. I drove down. I left my wife with my daughter in Rochester.
God.
I have problems.
Yeah, at least it's not February, but that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It is funny, too, because your reputation precedes you, of course.
Yeah, cool.
And as I was mentioning yesterday, I was re-watching you with the Bob Does Sports guys.
Yes.
And you, like, you were just holding everything up because you had, like, two sets of clubs. And
I did.
Nobody knew what you were doing. And then Leroy Horde, the former NFL running back, was playing with you. And they were asking Leroy, why does he have two sets of clubs?
Yeah.
He's just like, because he's Stugatz. And he just everything has to be a big pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm experiencing now, is the fact that there's two courses we've been talking about that you said we could play, and you still haven't confirmed a time on either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of it, you're now asking me to bug a guy that I know about playing.
You offered. I mean,
when I don't know if we're going to play there or not.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, reach out to him and tell him that we could become. No, I'm not going to do that. If you want to play there, we are going to play there. Then I'll reach out to him, as opposed to now roping him into your web of weirdness and then saying, sorry, we're not coming.
It's hard. It's hard being me. It's hard living inside this body. It's hard living inside, you know, this brain. I apologize. I'm frustrated with myself.
Yeah.
I never blame anybody who, after a couple of hours or a couple of days having spent time with me, when they tell me, hey, too much.
Well, this is what Al used.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
I don't blame those people. I get it. I understand it. I'm tired of spending time with me.
Right, right.
Okay? It's exhausting. It's why I'm trying to hang out with Gio.
it does become exhausting.
I don't stop talking. Right. You want silence during the break.
I do. I'm glad you've noticed that. Yeah.
I want to continue to chatter during the breaks.
I don't want to.
I like small talk.
No small talk, no chatter.
So here's the deal. Sibonic, is that what it's called? I have no idea.
Sibonic.
I have a tee time for us there, but you've played it twice.
It's not that. It's not the fact that I've played it twice. It's one of the most beautiful golf courses in the world. It's the fact that it's really far from here.
Okay.
And you have to come back here.
I understand that. So you're, because I forget sometimes, 25 years removed from living in New York, just how far some of these places are from New York City and how difficult it is to get back into the city when you're coming back at like 4:30 in the afternoon.
Right.
So I appreciate that.
Yes.
I really do. It's not something I would do for you. I wouldn't think about it. Okay?
Sure.
So thank you.
Yeah.
So in my hometown where I grew up, there are two courses. And I don't have tee times yet. But they're my courses.
So why do you even need a tee time if they're your courses? You show up and they put you out.
Well, it's not exactly like that. I mean.
Okay.
I feel like within the hour, if we showed up, they would have me out there within an hour. It seems like because you are living a different life than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
My kids are out of the house. It's just me and my poor wife.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah.
You have kids.
Mm-hmm.
You have a shift.
Yeah.
You have a wife.
Mm-hmm.
You have a beautiful family.
Right.
You have things to get home to.
I do. Yes.
I have nothing to do.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So it seems like you can't play past like 11:30, 12. You don't want to tee off after that.
No, I don't.
Where I would tee off at like 2:30 in the afternoon.
No.
Okay.
No, because what the hell am I going to do?
Well,
no.
That's the thing. See?
It has to be at the time that we talked about.
It's your schedule or no golf. I mean, and so that's what I'm trying.
By the way, Sibonic, 90 miles from your hotel.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm just trying to make this work for you so we can do the show. We're done. We both hop in our cars. I pay $15,000 for parking because my car's been in a parking lot here for 4 days. Okay?
Yeah.
And we meet out of the course. We play golf as soon as we get there. We're done. You go home. That's it.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for.
I'm trying to make it as efficient as I can for you.
See, I actually think one of these places that you're talking about, I could do in 5 minutes. What you've been trying to do for 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
With Sands Point?
Yeah. See, this is the issue that I have with you.
That I have the tee time there.
When is it?
Well,
you just said you didn't have it.
Well, when we sign off today, I will tell you what that tee time is. I'll be honest with you.
When we sign off?
He told me, listen, he told me 12:31, 1:32, somewhere in that range. I said, that's not good for Gio.
Jesus.
He said, who the bleep is Gio?
Be like the guy playing in front of you.
Now, Harbor Links is a place that I can, you know, if we show up, we're teeing off within an hour.
So let's just do that.
I got married there.
All right, let's just do that.
Well, that's why I don't want to go there, though.
Why, are you going to have, like, PTSD?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long you been married?
22 years.
All right.
I got a problem with my wife right now.
Really?
Yeah. You want to tease it?
Sure, because we're going to be late to the race. Why not?
Listen to me. I'll only tell you this, and then we'll pick it up from here.
Okay.
I came here from Rochester, New York. I drove down. I left my wife with my daughter in Rochester.
God.
I have problems.
Yeah, at least it's not February. But that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be,
to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.